Hello, we have cards for May 14th and 15th, 2022, and they are the Four of Cups, the Six of Cups, and the Knight of Swords, disturbing the peace, literally or metaphorically. There is a strange and spectacular lunar eclipse in Scorpio, a water sign, and we have a lot of water in the cards today. This flower blood moon will apparently stay red and visible to at least half of us on planet Earth for quite a long time. You know it's going to bring out the weird. Throw that in with a Mercury retrograde and try to stay in the moment. If your rising or moon sign is a water sign, this one may be especially for you or your kids. Today's potential blast from the past is charging into the picture from the right. The Knight of Swords, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, cape flying, horse straining at the bit, who's pounding? In spite of the sharp sword slashing away as he charges into the picture, the Knight of Knives does not mince words. This is harsh criticism, whether we want to hear it or not. The after card shows the heroic knight with his sword poised to impale the soldier who is on foot and whose heart-shaped shield has just gone flying. While the knight is threatening, he is not actually physically killing, in the upright anyway. The Four of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is a card of dissatisfaction, boredom, and apathy, offered yet another gold cup from the divine sky hand of the Tarot. A human sitting under a tree, cross-legged, arms folded, eyes down, has not even touched the three already sitting on the grass before him or her. Cups equal hearts equals people, and it's not easy to like this dissatisfied human rejecting cup after cup. The after-tarot version of this familiar image shows the human has taken the fourth cup and is pouring it out on the grass. The sky hand is gone, the fluffy cloud from which it emerges now a pale puff of vanishing mist. We notice the three cups on the ground are empty, rejected. There have been offers made regarding any legalities involving children, for example, child support or visitation or custody, etc. You or someone probably should have accepted one of those offers. The Knight of Swords isn't here to play, no matter how playful the Six of Cups can be or was. Legally speaking, the Knight of Swords is either attacking or defending. In the center is the card of children, nostalgia, and warm fuzzy memories, the Six of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, very appropriate for a retrograde. One of those rejected offers of a reunion or reconciliation with someone from the past may not provoke a welcome or expected reaction. The influence of Uranus over the Aquarian and the Knight of Swords suggests something or someone completely unexpected. Whatever or whoever this is has no interest in backstory. If you're a water sign, you may be prone to extreme emotions under these skies, so drastic actions of any kind should not be taken. And maybe hide the knives.